Good morning. This is Bill Chapman, Senior Director, Investor Relations for Grainger. Thank you for accessing this recorded message with information regarding Grainger's August 2015 sales results. I'll begin by reminding you that certain statements and projections of future results made in this webcast constitute forward-looking information. This information is based on current expectations of market conditions and competitive and regulatory environments and involves risk and uncertainty. Please see our 2014 Form 10-K for a discussion of factors as they relate to forward-looking statements. Let's begin with sales results for August. August 2015 had 21 selling days, the same as last year. For the month of August, total company sales declined 2% versus August 2014 and included a 3 percentage point decline from unfavorable foreign exchange and a 1 percentage point increase from acquisitions. On an organic basis, sales were flat, consisting of a 1 percentage point contribution from volume, offset by a 1 percentage point decline in price. Now let's turn our attention to sales results by segment. As a reminder, monthly sales history by reporting segment for the prior 2 years is available on the Investor Relations website, along with a summary of selling days by month. Please note that although some of our businesses have a different number of selling days due to local holidays, we use the number of selling days in the United States as the basis for our calculation of daily sales. I'll start with our largest segment, the United States. Sales for the U.S. segment were essentially flat with the prior year, consisting of 1 percentage point from sales to Zoro U.S., the single-channel online business, offset by a 1 percentage point decline in price. For our customer end markets in the United States, which excludes sales to Zoro, sales performance was as follows. Commercial, light manufacturing, and retail were up in the low single digits. Heavy manufacturing, contractor, and government were down in the low single digits. Resellers was down in the mid-single digits. Natural resources was down in the high single digits. As a reminder, we have a high concentration of our business with large customers throughout our diversified customer base, and these customers are experiencing the negative effects of declining oil prices, a stronger U.S. dollar, and global macroeconomic weakness. These factors continue to create headwinds for a majority of customer end markets. In our Canadian segment, sales declined 22% in U.S. currency, and were down 7% in local currency. Sales in local currency declined as a result of a 19 percentage point decrease in volume, partially offset by 7 percentage points from the WFS acquisition and a 5 percentage point benefit from price. The Canadian economy is highly correlated to the energy sector, which remains a considerable headwind for the foreseeable future. On an organic basis, all customer end markets declined with the exception of growth to customers in the mining and forestry end markets. From a geographic standpoint, sales in Alberta were down 25% compared to all other provinces in aggregate, which were down 7% to the prior year. As a reminder, we lapped the WFS acquisition on September 2, 2015, which will be reflected in September sales reporting. Daily sales for our other businesses increased 6% in August, consisting of 23 percentage points from volume and price, partially offset by a 17 percentage point decline from foreign exchange. The daily sales increase was primarily due to strong revenue growth from Zoro U.S. and Japan. Mexico experienced strong growth in local currency, but was offset by unfavorable foreign exchange. As a reminder, on September 1, 2015, we closed on the acquisition of Cromwell Group Holdings Limited. Results for Cromwell will be reported in the other businesses beginning in September. For perspective, sales for the fiscal year ending August 31, 2015 are forecasted to be approximately 283 British pounds or $440 million US. Looking ahead, September will have 21 selling days, the same as last year. Sales performance in September is currently trending in line with August. Please mark your calendar for the following upcoming events. On Thursday, September 17, 2015, at 12:20 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, D.G. McPherson, Chief Operating Officer, will present at the 3rd Annual Morgan Stanley Conference in Laguna Beach, California. On Friday, October 16th at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we plan to report 2015 third quarter results. And finally, on Thursday, November 12th, we will host our annual analyst meeting at our headquarters in Lake Forest, Illinois. If you have any questions, please contact Laura Brown, Senior Vice President, Communications and Investor Relations, at 847-535-0409, Casey Darby, Senior Manager, Investor Relations, at 847-535-0099, or me at 847-535-0881. Thank you for your interest in Grainger.